Solar power and battery storage are radically changing the way Australians consume energy. 1.5 million solar-powered homes now generate around half of their own electricity needs after a dramatic increase in the take-up of the technology in the last 2 years. Queensland is leading the world in the use of solar technology, and as Nance Haxton reports from Brisbane, energy companies are struggling to keep up with the changing market.
For Roger Franklin, becoming his own electricity generator was not a difficult decision.
Can you show us where is this solar battery? I imagine it is quite big.
No, it's actually very small.
It's smaller than a hot water unit in many ways, isn't it?
It is. There's no moving parts. It doesn't make any noise.
Do you have to do maintenance on it, or what's involved?
No, you can, just forget it.
He works from home in Brisbane's Bayside suburb of Wynnum as an IT director, so uses electricity all day and all through the night.
So it basically charges up all morning, sits at 100% all afternoon, and then discharges out overnight. So, yeah, I'm enjoying not having any electricity bills.
While he admits he is a low energy user, he says going off grid and onto solar power with a battery is becoming far more accessible for more people.
Gone from $180 a quarter to about $20 a quarter or $25 a quarter, and that savings, you know, going to be $5,000 over 10 years. So it's a considerable amount of money.
His decision to go off grid is becoming less unusual. Energy Storage Council Chief Executive John Grimes says the landscape has changed so quickly that the regulators for Australia's power industry are struggling to keep up.
Queensland is not only an Australian leader, it's a global leader. Over 32% of homes in Queensland have solar panels on their rooftops. So it's actually the biggest power plant in Queensland, which is a fantastic achievement. But by adding energy storage to that, we're taking that solar, which is fantastic during the daytime, and making it available for everybody at night time and at other times.
Where are we now with those renewables?
There's about 500,000 households in Queensland that have solar on their roofs. That's against a target of 1 million households. So we're halfway to the target. And the great news is the market is just doing this naturally. It doesn't require huge government support. It's just about governments getting out of the way and letting cost-effective technology actually do its job.
Mr. Grimes says moves by the Queensland government to install solar panels onto public housing and rental homes are encouraging. But he says urgent changes are needed to the regulation of Australia's energy market to make it a more level playing field.
That large-scale renewable industry in Australia stopped dead for about 2.5 or 3 years. It's only now that we're starting to see the green shoots again of large-scale projects, both solar and wind, and that's a big shame because we've lost all of that momentum and we haven't had that generation putting clean energy into the grid.
Has government policy caught up with that lag now?
Increasingly, you know, unfortunately, we still see elements of that ideological divide, which is just so counterproductive.
To get a sense of how quickly the solar landscape is changing Australia's power market, one only has to go to the offices of Redback Technologies at the University of Queensland.
We're going downstairs. This is where the magic happens, is it?
It is. It's the basement of innovation.
National sales manager Tim Latimer says what began as a startup solar battery business with two people and a desk 2 years ago now has 52 staff and employs a new staff member every week.
We have batteries in our system too, so any excess power they generate, they can store in the battery and use later at night. So the end game at the moment is not to sell into the grid. The networks give a very low amount of money for your energy you create.
So really it's very much focused on the individual user.
Essentially just empower them to do what they want to do with their energy.
Whereas it used to be a generator in the past, so now you can actually look at solar as a backup.
Exactly, a silent, non-intruding power source.
He says solar battery technology is improving so quickly that it's forcing costs down, largely pushed by the electric car market overseas. That's leading to better availability of battery technology, which could have the greatest impact in remote communities, which have been poorly served by traditional power networks.
There's many, many Indigenous communities around Australia in remote regions that pay upwards of 50, 60 cents per kilowatt of energy because of the diesel generation costs and the fuel costs for doing that. So we can introduce storage systems into those communities. So solar with storage definitely increases that reliability.
For Roger Latimer, moving off-grid onto solar is a decision he never regrets and hopes that others consider.
I'm in a townhouse, a three-bedroom townhouse, built 25 years ago. It is what it is. And yes, this works. You can retrofit it and it really does work.
Nance Haxton with that report.